This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Family Life 5 o'clock report. I'm Greg Gillespie. The highest ranking official of the federal government to come to the site of a campus protest has been speaking this hour at Columbia University. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson called out the Ivy League school for allowing anti-Israel, anti-Jewish protests to grow.
As Columbia has allowed these lawless agitators and radicals to take over, the virus of anti-Semitism is spread across other campuses. By some counts, as many as 200 universities have a similar form of protest right now.
The Louisiana congressman says Columbia's answer to a week of protests has been to punish innocent students.
Where they will discriminate against Jewish students. They are not allowed to come to class anymore for fear of their lives, and it's detestable.
During Johnson's speech, he recalled the patriotism and advocacy for religious freedoms from Columbia's history. Columbia University officials have been negotiating with leaders of the protest. The school had initially wanted the tent cities removed today, but will give them another 48 hours. Demonstrators have agreed to take down some of the tents and send protesters without connections to the Columbia University off campus. However, some in the university community are planning other action because campus leaders are trimming back the crowd.
Columbia leadership may be trying to appease both sides with these student negotiations, which come as more than 1,000 grad students, lecturers, and professors from across the globe pledged to boycott Columbia University. They feel these student protesters are peaceful, and they think the police should have never been called in.
New York City reporter C.B. Cotton. Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton is among a number of congressional leaders who sent a letter asking the FBI director and the education secretary to take immediate action.
We have an obligation to enforce civil rights laws to include the protection of religious liberty on campuses. Why they aren't taking action to stop these?
Protests continue across the country. Also today, President Biden signed a $95 billion foreign military aid package into law. He says it continues Americans' leadership around the world.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer. And it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it.
Shipments of American supplies flowing to Ukraine begins within hours as Kyiv is running low on munitions. President Biden criticized so-called MAGA Republicans for delaying the legislative package he signed today. Republicans in Congress had tried to leverage the funds to protect other nations, trying to force Democrats to agree to enhance safety at America's own border. Meanwhile, gratitude from the Ukrainian president.
I am thankful to people of America. I hope that you and the Americans will feel the result of their help, a result to save Ukraine and Ukrainians.
Fox News interviewed President Zelensky shortly after the law was signed, sending $61 million to Ukraine.
Will you achieve victory?
We have to. We don't have alternative. I don't know the kind of this victory. I'm not sure that everybody will be happy, but I know that we don't have any alternative. That's why we have to win, and we will.
Also included in the new law signed today, aid for Israel and Taiwan, and the rule that TikTok needs to either close down or be sold to American investors. Donald Trump's criminal trial has today off. Yesterday's big news was a hearing on whether Trump had violated a gag order imposed by the judge in the case.
They were trying to say that he's just responding to political attacks, and really he's just reposting what other people are putting up, and they claim that doesn't violate the gag order.
Reporter Christina Kaufman in New York City. The U.S. Supreme Court heard an abortion case today. For the first time since it overturned Roe v. Wade, justices are hearing arguments in a case over whether Idaho's restrictions on abortions conflict with a federal law requiring hospitals to provide emergency care. John Segoe with Idaho Right to Life says he's not surprised that the White House challenged the pro-life law that is now the law of Idaho.
States have this covered. We have definitions of medical emergencies. And instead of working with the states, the Biden administration just threatened hospitals directly.
Idaho's law makes it a felony for physicians to perform most abortions unless it is to save the life of the mother. Statistics show those are a tiny fraction of the abortions that happen in America. Still to come on this Wednesday, healthcare costs not covered, the cost of scamming older adults, and the personal costs if friends don't befriend each other well.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For the night, tonight, and evening, cloud cover dissipating, ending up clear and cold. Low temperatures, 20s and low 30s. A frosty night for some. Low to mid-30s near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario and some of the larger urban areas. Then, for tomorrow and Friday, bright and sunny. Comfortably cool tomorrow afternoon. High temps are breaking 50 for many. Milder Friday, with high temperatures breaking 60 for many.
Thank you, Kevin. And now more of what's happening where you live in Pennsylvania and New York. Healthcare entities which rely on Medicaid reimbursements feel left out of the budget approved by the Democratic majorities in Albany and signed by the governor this week.
Right down the line, you're going to see more backup in hospitals. You're going to see nursing home residents stay in the hospital longer, which is a disaster. It's sort of not even a Band-Aid. It's sort of like taking a Kleenex over the wound and just patting it.
WROC talked with Bob Hurlbut, president of Hurlbut Care Communities. Michael McCray leads St. Anne's Community in Rochester.
We saw a small increase last year, another small increase this year. Yet at the same time, we've increased some of our salaries 32% in the last 3 years. It's just not keeping up. It not only impacts the elders, but it also impacts the workforce.
The New York State budget approved this week will spend $237 billion on government services in the current fiscal year. A vivid reminder for drivers of dangers at railroad crossings. A train hit a tractor trailer at the tracks at the Midwestern Pet Food Plant in Waverly, New York. The trailer was destroyed, but no one was reported injured. At his speech today at Columbia, the Speaker of the House has called for the president of Columbia University to resign. Next at 5, we need long-lasting friendships, but political divisions, self-reliance, and failure to prioritize time together work against this important ingredient in our lives. Photographer, marriage coach, and author Dorothy Littell Greco has written about the value of lasting friendships, and she was a guest on Family Life Today.
And I think probably most of us could recount seasons in our lives where friends just really come alongside of us and give us what we need in order to make it through day to day.
Greco says you can be friendly with people you've just met, but it takes a long time to build a deep relationship.
Intimacy, trust, and vulnerability, which at least to me are all really important factors in friendships, take time, like years. And that's not to say that you can't go deep quickly with someone that you've recently met, but I think having friends for a long time is qualitatively different. Hopefully, we all have at least a few friends that we allow to speak truth to us or to challenge us if they notice that something's amiss.
Greco's faith says that people are created to need friendship.
I think that it's part of our DNA that God created us in such a way that we would be in relationship, first and foremost with Him, but then also with the people that He puts in our lives.
Greco says we can keep our friendships growing by simply showing up at our friends' pivotal moments.
Their baby's getting christened, or they're having an engagement party, or somebody's father died. So us being present, saying we value you more than whatever else it is that we could do in that time.
Another way, she says, to keep friendships growing is by being fully honest.
Not backing away from conflict. Those moments when differences surface, all of us pretty much have the tendency to just kind of withdraw. But rather than using that as an excuse to pull back, is saying, well, this could allow us to go deeper.
Dorothy Littell Greco talked with our Martha Manikas Foster on today's Inside Out feature. You can listen to, download, or share that interview from your Family Life News podcast feed or from the familylife.org website. Time now for your stock market report. Stocks and business brought to you by Faithward Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks trading higher today. Tesla announcing that they are accelerating the launch of cheaper cars, that helping to push stock prices up over 12%. Tesla also announcing the unveiling of robo-taxis in August. Meta will announce earnings after the bell tonight, and that will be a driving force of S&P 500 performance tomorrow. Crude oil today dropping 40 cents a barrel. The Dow was down 43 points, the NASDAQ gained 16, and the S&P 500 up 1 point. Faithward Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at faithwardadvisors.com.
The financial exploitation of older Americans is a growing problem. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. A common scam involves a caller impersonating an IRS agent or a Social Security representative. The caller says the senior owes back taxes or has received a benefit overpayment because of a clerical error. To avoid penalties and legal trouble, the person must pay the taxes or return the benefit immediately. Another scam involves a caller pretending to be a police officer. He tells the senior that her grandson's been arrested for DUI and is in jail because he can't post bond. He'll be released if bail money is wired within 24 hours. It's just not true. Don't fall for these scams. If you know a senior, warn them about these frauds. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life. On the way, seeing double. Well, not only multiplied by 2, but also multiplied by 11. That's right after Kevin's forecast.
We have a cold night coming up tonight. A frosty night for some. The expectation is for temperatures to drop below freezing in much of the area. For the night tonight, any evening cloud cover dissipating, ending up clear and cold. Low temperatures, 20s and low 30s. Low to mid 30s near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario and some of the larger urban areas. High pressure then delivers bright sunny skies tomorrow and Friday. And though the day starts chilly tomorrow, temperatures will moderate heading toward the weekend. Cool tomorrow afternoon, high temps are breaking 50 for many. Milder Friday with high temperatures breaking 60 for many.
Thank you, Kevin. And finally at 5, we don't know how many of them tried to swap with each other in the stereotypical twins prank, but we do know there are 11 pairs of special brothers and sisters who will graduate this spring from a Westmoreland County High School in western Pennsylvania. Our Brian Query knows all about them.
Many of them say twin life at the school, located in the suburbs of Pittsburgh, is special.
I don't really realize as much that there's so many of us until we all got down in the office and I was like, there's literally 22 of us.
And while the twins have a lot in common, they have different passions involved in everything from music to sports and vo-tech. One twin said graduation will be bittersweet.
I think we all can relate that when we're going to go to college, it's just going to be hard because we just like live together constantly and we've grown up into each other for the whole years.
Congratulations to these literal dynamic duos. Brian Query, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brian, and that's the world we live in this Wednesday, 4/24/24. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.